Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success, 103.7 The Beat.
All right. Chauncey, summer's officially over. I have frost on the car this morning, so I know once that frost comes, our 70-degree days is over.
Man, so you're not kidding.
Yeah, it's possible snow this coming weekend, snow flurry, so it is truly fall, and that's the way it is in Michigan.
Yeah, but I've been taking quick action. I had to order some new key fobs. I got to get them reprogrammed.
So get it auto start.
Yeah, get the key fobs done for my truck and everything. They were so old, so I got some new ones, but I got to get them reprogrammed. I ordered them offline.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to take them to the dealership and have them do it, but I don't want to be doing putting my keyhole key in the key and be froze and have some freeze. Something to take it off.
No, let it warm up. No doubt, man.
Man, got to leave that alone.
In Michigan, though.
It's time to get the winter coats out and winter boots.
Okay.
All that is needed. It's time for that, in that essence, to get it out there.
Yeah, get that summer coat, hat, boots. Get that furnace tuned up so you don't have no breakdown in the middle of the winter. You get them $65 tune-ups. So, it's well worth it versus having that emergency breakdown. Then it's going to double.
Yeah, it's going to double because you're not expected to have it in your pocket.
So, right.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
It's time to get it done, man.
Yeah, but we got football
high school
season.
Football.
High school is here. It's here. The playoffs.
Second season. Yep. This is the real deal, man. We finished undefeated. Third straight conference championship for the Big Reds. 23 straight victories. That broke Tony Anisa's old record.
Wow.
He had 22. Cause he had a 14-0 season and carried on through and got beat in the playoffs. But he was at 22. So Shane had surpassed him.
Yep. Shane is like 70-4 or something in his tenure.
Yeah, man. Something like that.
That's
man.
Amazing. And then he just lost the championship games in the past. So, hey, he's doing great.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, we got a rematch. Open it up. With East Grand Rapids.
Yeah, that's
played them guys the third week. And that was the first game that we really fell behind. We were down 21-7, man.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. So they coming in thinking they can bring
finish
it to
the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said they didn't finish the deal last time.
Uh-oh.
So when they was down, they couldn't keep us down. So but you know, that works both ways because King said, wait a minute, man. You know, we gotta get on these guys quick and take them out.
You're right.
So it's gonna be interesting. Yep. We had quite a few teams that made it, too. You know, we had quite a few teams. You got, I think it was Oak Ridge made it, Montague made it, North Muskegon made it, Houghton made it.
We got to say Mona Shores made it,
right? Mona Shores, yeah.
North Muskegon made it, too?
Yeah, 5-4.
They got a decent, okay.
It was 5-4, man. They got in with 5-4, yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah, you don't have to automatically get 6. 6, guarantee you.
Okay. So all quality. Right. So they got some quality wins or some quality games.
Evidently, man.
Or a lot of points. They scored a lot of points.
For them to get selected at a 5-4. So, okay. You know, evidently when they got through all the pairings, there was enough room that they could include some 5-4 teams. But that's kind of like backing into the playoffs versus when you get your 6 wins, you're guaranteed.
Yeah. So, they'll take it. That's
yeah.
It. That's it. Yeah. You get to play. You get to play on.
So, yeah, this weekend it's going to be interesting. You know, last weekend we had the college football, and there was some great games, some upsets. So that kind of made that college playoff format looks a little different.
That's right. Michigan State lost to Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, I think the weather delay got us with that. That caught us off guard.
Yeah, man, that was weird. You know, but that's what they do. When they got lightning in the area, they shut it down.
Can't.
You make hour rain delay and kids kind of lose their edge. They had pregame altercation.
Yeah,
out there on the Spartan
Bush
logo.
Yeah, Bush. Bush came at us and messed with our logo.
Yeah,
got to jump on him when we see him in the streets. Somebody gonna have to holler, get at him.
Yeah, but that was quite interesting to start that football game.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, so and the Lions, they won again.
Yeah, they beat
that?
Miami, right?
Yeah.
Down in Miami, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Miami.
They beat
Miami. Sunshine State.
Man, so they showed up and had fun and got a victory, 31-20, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lions looking good. Pistons looking good. Pistons 3-0, man. How about that?
Yeah, that's my squad. I'm
3-0.
Blake Griffin hit 50 last night.
50, man. I watched that game last night between that and the World Series.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, Pistons off to a good start. Got a good coach. So,
Dwayne from Toronto. From Toronto.
Who's that?
Is that Dwayne Casey from Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
there.
Yeah. They gonna play D then.
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, Philly is a good team, man. Yeah, they got some quality wins out of the first three, you know. So you gotta take a look at these Pistons, man.
It's time. Yeah. They got a good front line, I tell you.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin and the big boy is good.
Drummond.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad combo.
Yeah. So front line. should be a decent year, and the fans were excited while watching that game. They had the. Little Caesars Arena was jumping, so that's good, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. And your Lakers, you know, they off to a rough start.
0-3, yeah, they're trying to figure it out. They're figuring it out.
They had close wins. They all been close wins. Had a fight. Close wins and a fight, so now they lost some of their players. That's something we haven't seen in years in the NBA, man. It was a real Donnybrook. I mean, where actually punches get thrown. A lot of times, you know, guys just be woofing up in somebody's face, you know, but. No, here they went down to Knuckle City, man.
And they was down, and it wasn't about the money. They didn't care because I was looking at the fines of, like, Chris Paul, 2 games. I think Brandon Ingram got the most, 4.
No, Rondo got the most, I think.
Okay.
I think Rondo had the 4, Ingram had the 3.
Yeah, you're right.
And then Paul had the 2.
But Paul lost the most money because he's making $35 million this year. And they said almost, like, $500,000 for two. I was like, man, like, he must did something. And I said his contract is $500,000. It's like almost $250,000 per game.
Yeah. 2 games, man.
You lose $500,000 in 2 games.
2 games.
Man, that's some hooping right there. That's not much hooping in life.
Yeah, you start getting in them pocketbooks, man. He might sue Rondo.
See, you're right.
Instigated. I might have to sue that brother.
A class action lawsuit. Like, look, man, I got to get some of this. I got to recoup some of this money back.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah, NBA serious about that fighting on the floor, man. It's not hockey.
And then he's a union president, so he.
Yeah. He's the head of the Players Association. Yeah.
So that had to be rough for him, had to defend himself like that.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about your manhood. Brother can't spit on you and not retaliate.
NBA kind of different, though. Like, it's not like it used to be. I guess the longevity of the players, because in LeBron's case, I know he's a godfather, Chris Paul's son, and all this and all that. But, man, when that ball go up, man, I'm with my team.
You got to go with your colors, man.
Man, because I got to go to the locker room with that guy.
That's right.
I got to travel with him. I got to be in practice with him. I got to tell him I looked out for my best friend instead of you.
Yeah.
And you my point guard.
That's the difference now, man, in the league than it was 20 years ago. You know, I mean, it was some hatred in the league back when, you know, the Bad Boys was playing, you know, and they was playing the Lakers and the Celtics. They used to throw down, man. It was no holes barred. It was a fight.
Yeah, Magic was a great example because him and Isaiah was real close. And
that started it.
Yeah, when it came to winning the championship, Isaiah elbowed him. I mean, Magic elbowed Isaiah in the head. Like
he dogged him.
Yeah, like Isaiah, like, what's wrong? Like, Magic's like, no, welcome to the finals.
We're on the floor now.
The brother, I kick with you after this game, but I'm going to show you what it's really about.
Yeah.
I'm the big dog. I got the championships.
Sure
I got 3 championships. I got to get 2 more out of you.
Yep, no. Yep. He said, when you step on it, cross that line, man, that friendship goes out the window. We're about winning championships in L.A.
And that's kind of hard for LeBron just walking in second game of the season, and you grab the Rockets.
Yeah.
You grab the Rocket, and you don't grab your own teammate.
Nope, you walked off with his boy.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
So that can divide a locker room.
You trade LeBron for James Harden? Hey, what we thinking about? Give him his buddies for real.
Okay.
Get him out of L.A. and put him with
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul and Carmelo Anthony. They're his best friends anyway.
Right. They are.
And let this James Harden come over here and be the MVP.
Yep. That's his best friend.
Yeah. So we got. Yep. I know. I watched between my rehab and everything, I stopped with little restaurants and stuff, and I was watching the Cowboys loss.
To this Redskins.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, it did. Field goal.
Yeah.
It was a field goal beat him.
And the Cowboys missed theirs.
Right.
Man, I know they sick about that.
But Jerry went out and made a move this week.
Cooper. He picked up Cooper from the Raiders, right?
Raiders, man, is.
But the Raiders don't get along with the Cowboys. How they do that?
Fire sale, man. He getting first round picks. He's stocking the cupboard with first round picks. Why he didn't get Khalil Mack? Well, he should have got more for Khalil Mack. But Carr next, man. He getting ready to unload all these high priced players.
Raiders,
start picking up some of these young talent, man.
John Gruden's like, y'all got to get out of here.
Yeah, he's not going to try to, you know, these mega ego guys, man. He's going to send them packing. So we'll see how it works out. But they needed somebody for Dak to throw too deep, man. They had no deep threat when they got rid of Dez. Nobody picked up Dez. Dez still at home.
Nobody's picked him up.
I don't know what's up with that story, man.
Man, it's,
I don't know.
It's, he got the Terrell Owens tag. He only been in the league how many years? Like 5 years?
4 to 5 years, man. Yeah, Dez has been in the league that long.
He got a problem.
So,
if his problem is more serious than OJ Beckham's, this got to be a serious problem.
Got to be serious, man.
OJ Beckham looked like a little kindergarten on the sideline.
He tripping, throwing temper tantrums.
Yeah.
They
played Atlanta the other day, and I like Barkley. Barkley from Penn State.
Oh, man, yeah.
He reminds me of Barry Sanders. He moved
He the real deal, man. He got to get him some help.
He runs for contact. Like, he'll be running, and he'll slow down just for you to get him. Then he'll stiff arm you and get 3 more yards.
Okay.
Saw that.
Punishing.
Because you can't grab his legs. It's like,
oh, they're so thick, man.
Man, they bounce off his body. He's like,
Jim Brown, man. Man, Jim Brown style.
He's tough. I like his game.
Yep.
So he got 500 yards, about 4 touchdowns. And it's only, what, 4 games in the season? I said, that's not that a lot of yards. But I said, that's only 4 games.
Yeah, and they have no offensive line, though, man. Yeah. You got to be careful with players like that, too. You bust them down, man, break their spirit.
He reminded me of Barry Sanders. I say he looked like Barry Sanders back there. Because he'll cross the line of scrimmage, and he'd be like, the whole team would be around him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still get 20 yards.
Where's my blockers, right?
Yeah, it was like he's by himself. And I'm like, where the block at? They watching him.
Yeah, it's bad situation up there in New York, man. Yep. Hope they fix it for Barkley's sake. Yep.
Amazing. Well, today, we entered our show. We got which last week we started with the 50 things that you can do to make quick and easy money tips to change a situation real quick and real fast. And last week we talked
That wasn't buying that mega million ticket, though, was it?
it could have been. I mean, $2 for a $1.6 billion trade.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
That's incredible,
man.
They
say if you take the money, you get $900,000. But then,
no, 940 million.
Million, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I broke it down all the way down because I was watching a video with a millionaire that said, if you take it, he said, take all of it, it'd be 900 million. But then when the taxes hit it again, it'd be 400 something. I'm like, how'd it go from that to that?
Right.
Then he said, the best thing for you to do is, remember he said, banks can only insure up to $275,000. So you got to figure out how many banks going to hold your 900 something. And we're about the taxes there. And he said, you're going to be down to 400 million. And he said, the best thing for you to do is try to live off at least 1.6 million a year. So you can have that.
Yep.
He said, make sure you got an allotment of that interest coming. Well, you got 1.6 million a year coming. So then if any tax issues, anything, you always have the money to pay that. But he said, just try to make sure you can live off 1.6 million.
Yeah, well, what you do, man, in a case like that, though, you're gonna annuitize some of that money by buying annuities. You're gonna take some of that money, you're gonna invest it in the stock market. You're gonna take some of that money and you're gonna invest it in fixed income instruments. So you're totally diversified. Okay.
That's what he said. You're right. Keep on going.
By, even real estate. Okay. Don't know who his advisors are, but there's also a lot of opportunities out there to buy real estate for development.
And he's got the funds where you can invest in the funds when they're building properties. You're right.
Right. Or take his own money. Take a portion of it and put together some real estate deals. There's always franchises available that you can purchase.
With minimum work, you could just be putting money in.
You just go and buy the franchise and you get the right people to manage it for you. And it's just a way of making sure that your money is working for you. All right? It don't take a genius to go out and blow money, man, and run down there to the Mercedes dealer and buy 5 or 6 Mercedes and buy some big old crazy house and, you can just burn up money if you don't know what you're doing. But the key is to start developing ways to keep that income stream coming for years and years to come.
And that's why he said 1.6 is your magic number. He said, if you can live off 1.6 million.
You can live off 1.6.
You're good.
Yeah, man. And you can take the money the interest that you're generating off of this 940 million. That's easy.
Easy million.
It's easy, man.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be, and you know, South Carolina is a state where you don't have to reveal who you are as the ticket winner.
Wow.
So that person will remain anonymous probably forever. Unless
that's fun.
TMZ or somebody start digging and find out who this guy was, man, or lady, whoever it might be. But South Carolina, where the ticket was sold, man.
That's fun. That's got to be fun.
Whoever sold the ticket, you know, they get a pinch. They get a percentage of it, too. The store that sold that ticket, they get, you know, a percentage. I don't know if it's like 2 to 3%. So, you know, those are some, you know, $1 million, man.
That store done made a come up.
Yeah.
That store, like, we sold a ticket.
Yeah. They'll be on TV tonight. I guarantee you. If you go to NBC Nightly News or whatever.
Yes, sir.
TV cameras at that store right now filming, talking to people.
Trying to figure out who bought the ticket.
Who bought the $1 billion ticket?
Man. Yeah. Keep my name away from it. If I win something like that, that can't happen.
Right. Well, they should that ticket should be in a safety deposit box right now in a bank.
Talking to your lawyer and your accountant.
You're talking to your lawyer and your financial team. Okay. And
I'm going to Ireland for 30 days.
Yeah.
See y'all in 30 days.
Everything set up. Because, you know, when you went to the bank know who you are. So the bank said, well, you know, we can advance you $200,000 if you need it just to get you, you know, where you want to go. And because we know you, we good for the money. Right? Yeah, so.
You good for the money. Now, here, take this credit card. It's good everywhere. Right, you got a black card
now.
There's
no limit on it. Yep. There's no limit.
Do whatever you want.
Yep. Change your address because you can't, wherever you live, you can't live there no more.
You can't.
Because the word will get out. And there's all kinds of crazy people, you know, especially if you got a family member or something, maybe trying to hold them hostage. So it's just best to move. Simple as that, man. Move.
You're right. You're exactly right. So.
But, yeah, that's, you know, that's something that 99.9% of the population will never experience because the odds are just so tremendous.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'll
yeah, you can't even phantom that kind of cash, man.
You wake up. I mean, it's the thrill of just waking up to be like that. That's what I think everybody else caught up in. Like you wake up.
Yeah. What am I going to do with all this money? And everybody got a handout. You know, folks you don't know, your neighbors, everybody think you owe them something, man. So.
Yeah, that's what that millionaire talked about. He said when somebody wins something like that, he said people going to call you and ask for money.
Oh, yeah.
He said just have the account set up already for who you going to give money to already.
Mm-hmm. And it's all set aside.
Yeah, and then you just have your banker call them and say, look, you got some money already here.
And don't call me.
Don't. He said don't call him, but he already got you some money set aside. And depending on what it is, if it's your mama or whoever, you got certain percentages set for them people. They come in with their name information. Here go your check. And they can go.
Yeah, because you will never be able to contact me. Yeah. Okay? Because the only way there's only one form of communication, and that's when I reach out to you. Yeah. All right? Because I will be totally anonymous wherever I'm at. Nobody will know who I am. And so here's that money that's set aside for you. Blow it. Invest it. Do what you want to do. But when it's gone, it's gone.
That's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. He said, because people will get to the point. And that's what we just talked about, family finances. He said, people will get to the point. They call you, hey, Tony, I got this chance. I got this great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got this business plan. I want you to look over it. It's foolproof, man. We're going to make these chicken nuggets or whatever. Sell these cars. I'm telling you, I got a great, all I need is $400,000.
Right. Well, you still need $400,000 because I can't give it to you, doctor.
If I get this $400,000, I'll pay you back.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We won't even deal with that. That's like co-signing. You know how we feel about co-signing.
I done had that happen to me early in life at a smaller scale when somebody done told me something, where they wanted something from me. It was a large amount of money, but when I look back at it, I'm like, they never had a plan in the first place.
No, they never had intentions of mine. You know, I've always looked at it. If you give money to somebody, don't look to get it back, all right, and make it a gift. I had a guy coming off the other day, talked about he had co-signed for his daughter to get a car. And sure enough, we know how this turned out. I said, well, you would have been better off just purchasing a car and giving it to her because now your credit all jacked up.
Yep.
All right, because he don't even know where the car is.
Got repo.
Okay, and he's stuck with that residual balance on it. And it was probably a car city where, you know, the interest rates was ridiculous. And yeah, he's still stuck in it. He'd probably say he's late 50s, you know, he's trying to get ready for retirement, but he can't save any money because everything is all tied up in other bills for other people because of decisions he made to try to help folks.
That's not helping him sign on the dotted line. It's not helping nobody.
Like I say, well, you can't retire because you can't afford to. You don't have any money saved. All right? You don't have any money saved, man.
You got to die working.
Okay.
Do that hurt.
It sounds harsh. It sounds harsh. But if you choose to fashion your life based on principles of good money management and sound and financial investments, why should you allow somebody else to destroy that?
I put some years in. I was talking to somebody the other day. I've been working since I was 16. That Social Security thing come to me every year and tell me how much I'm going to get
if I'm
done working for good today.
Well, your Social Security should be just mad money.
I know.
It should be money that you don't even really need if you've done that financial planning correctly.
With
you
the know, pension and retirement.
Yeah.
Those are in place too, but
$500 a month.
Those are in place, like you said, $2,500 a month for the insurance, Social Security, then the benefit to my wife.
Yeah, and let that pay for your insurances and stuff like that, man.
But then the pension and other thing else is what I'm going to live off on.
Right.
And like you said, like that's vacation money that the Social Security. Mm-hmm. Oh, this check came. What are we going to do with this? We're going to have fun with it.
Right.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
But it shouldn't be something that, you know, defines your standard of living because you didn't do all the right things when it came to getting ready for retirement.
Yeah, speaking on, like you said, the guy that came in at 59 years old, we're on credit and ID theft right now. And it says, check your credit score and take the steps to improve it. So even though he had 50-something, I'm going to quote Jim Rohn. He said, sometimes you could be in a situation where you just read a book or talk to somebody else. They can help you in a matter of months that took you probably decades to make bad decisions.
Yeah.
It's a paradigm. It's a mindset that you're in. You think you're really helping people by signing on the dotted line, but you're signing years away, Tony.
Yes.
Like you said, I'd rather depart with the money. How much you need a new car? Well, come on, let's go to Sprague's or let's go here. We're going to spend about $4,000. How much you got? You got $3,000. I don't want that old car. Well, you don't have nothing for me. I got $2,000 for you right now. You want it? You want it? You want it?
Just give it to him, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to co-sign for you. My daughter, I love you. Here go $2,000. Go figure out what you can get. $5,000-$7,000 will get you something you can ride for probably 2 to 3 years.
That's the kind of help I'm going to give you.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Not signing my name, though. That is not going to happen.
So places you can go is for that person with credit card, credit score, and take steps to improvement. CreditKarma.com. I always tell a lot of my clients to go there. Or FreeCreditScore.com, where you can look at the credit utilization tool, where you can look at what's on your credit report, what needs to be paid off, what items are on the accounts, what's bad. And then it also lists things where you can improve your credit score and build it and show you where you can go in that direction and just being able to do it. Another one is annualcreditreport.com to review the insights, the signs of identity theft, such as a loan that never opened, the signs of services that regularly can scan your credit report for changes that may indicate identity theft, and send you a thorough on a mobile app. So like your phone, get emails. I know every 7 days I get an update on my credit report. I use creditkarma.com. And it's every 7 days they send me a report.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, it makes me make sure I pay off balances. I know that, my credit cards. And having that thing in place, that really helps and supports me. And that's just one of them, just looking at that. FreeCreditScore.com. There's a lot of tools out there. And I just think that in this technology age, you should be monitoring your credit score like you monitor your pulse.
Okay.
Like heart rate when you're on a treadmill or something. Now I was thinking about why I'm going to the doctor so much. They say, Chance, get the pulse. Read your pulse. That's how you should be looking at your credit report.
That's absolutely like correct, pulse. Man.
How my money doing? Checking my pulse like my money. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Because
when you don't, that's when something happens.
That's when
you miss it.
Right.
And then when you look, it's too late. The damage has been done.
When you don't qualify for something, when you're out of that situation, you're like, man. So you got to monitor your credit files and monitor your credit report. Ask your car issue for a break. This situation right here, I've had to do it in the past. And it says, rather than accept a late payment penalty or fee, call your credit card issuer and ask for forgiveness. Now, they said people that have done this get an 84% rate of getting it done. I've done it myself in the past where I forgot a date or something about missing a payment.
Right.
And they check my credit history. They say, oh, you've never been late
your
for
2 years.
Your payment
history? They look at your payment history? Yeah.
It's like, you haven't been late for 2 years. Don't worry about it. We understand you was in an accident. Or we understand this. We'll deal with this. We'll move the date for you.
That's right.
They do that. They'll move it 2 months for you, 3 months, and because they know that you've been paying on time for so long, they're like, he's a good client.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but if they look and they see every other month you're a late payer, it's like you don't get that benefit. They can say, no, I'm sorry, but based on your payment history, it's happened too frequently, so no, we got to get that late fee.
Yep, we got to get it.
Yeah.
So just by being consistent and frequent of using your card or anything else may help your case. So you got to be frequent about it and consistent about paying. Apply for more rewarding or rewards cards. Now, we don't saw limit is 3 to 4 credit cards anyway.
Right. That's all you need.
Yep. So I got the mileage. I got the rewards. I got the retail department store one. Then I got one more. I got like a PayPal one.
I got to have my PayPal. Yeah, I use all that for my online payments, man.
Yep. Got to have that.
Everything goes through PayPal.
That's secure money, man.
Yes, sir. No problems with PayPal.
Yep. That's secure money. I had my account got compromised one time. Somebody took $2,500. PayPal was like, boom, it was around holiday. They gave my money right back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we got you. Don't worry about it. And they found out it was somebody that tried to hack the system, PayPal system.
Okay.
And got my money back and everything. So, like, that credit card did help me in that situation.
Well, I've had PayPal, 15 years.
I'm about 2008 on with PayPal.
Yeah. I've had a long time.
I bought the key fob.
$10. That's where I go, man.
Yeah, $10 instead of paying $50 at Bedden or somewhere.
At Bedden, yep. Just take it up there and program it.
Yep, $10. So I look at that and I just say, like, yeah, PayPal is a great benefit to me. That's one of the credit cards with the rewards and everything that helps out. And the next thing is set up credit card payment alerts. Man, those are lifesavers for me. And it always come like a week ahead of time or 5 days advance. Like, oh, you got this bill due. And I was like, I already paid that one. I'll be like, all right, I paid that one.
But another good thing I got is I've been in line and I've used my credit card to make a payment. And while I'm in the store, a matter of seconds, I get that alert on my phone. It tells me that a purchase has just been made using that card. And if it's not you, call this number.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
And it's amazing, man, that it works so fast.
The logo of the credit card come up.
Yeah.
And then the amount.
Yeah.
Yep. My PayPal ones like that too. Yeah. So I appreciate technology. So technology can be a good thing, and it can't be used against you. So using those alerts, they really help, and knowing what's going on, and just helps build. Next one is secure your home Wi-Fi. So we talk about finances. That's important because
encrypt. Yeah.
Man, because people can steal your password. Not your password. They can steal your accounts.
All your accounts, man. I went to this place on Apple, and from my office in my home and had all my computers encrypted, and it's like $10, man, for them to go in there and put the software in to save you some heartache down the road. $10 to have your computers encrypted.
There it is. So there's $10. So then all your information, because you got to think, I do all my banking, all my credit cards, everything is done online to keep me protected. So I look at that and I say, man, it's things I got to do at home. And then even with some people, financial information that I look over is that on my Wi-Fi at home.
Right. Yeah, you got to be careful if you're out and about. Yeah. If you're moving, you know, like to mobile hotspots and things of that nature. Yeah, you got to have, even on your cell phone.
Yeah,
you
gotta I do.
Be
I got those.
On laptop, whatever.
I got external hard drive that I got a lot of data on from former clients, and it's at home.
Gotcha.
I go home, I link in to my computer, but it's encrypted. I pay extra money for those services. I don't want someone the information that's breached or messed with.
Oh, man.
I did all.
It would be ugly.
Yes. Next is lock down your social media accounts. That's important. That's truly important. Here's one example. It says on Facebook, you can use options on the settings menu to share information only with specific people, exclude your profile from search engine results outside of Facebook, opt out of facial recognition, and put the kibosh on ads served up based on your online activity. That's what people got to do. Like you could be in a store somewhere. I've noticed it. I did it on mine. And if you got social media, Facebook, anything, it'll come up everywhere you travel.
Oh, yeah.
It'll find, like I've been going to the doctor. I've noticed it. I just changed about 2 months ago. It showed me, all right, when I went to my chiropractor for a massage, it showed all my chiropractors in the area. I'm going to my Facebook feed. I'm like, what? Then I went to the Nike outlet. They said, well, you got these Nikes for you, too. I'm like, Go to the Mary Free Bed. If you need any back pain, you got any neck pain.
It's, it's incredible, man.
Man, it's like
how it track you.
It's forming some people's behaviors.
Oh yeah.
But even the face recognition thing is a problem too. Yeah. It's reading everything about you. So that's something you think about, audience. It's
yep.
There's some serious business out there. Next is organize your loyalty points and miles. That's your thing, Tony. I know.
Oh yeah.
I'm just now starting out with the miles and the gas card one. I'm enjoying it because I'm seeing how they building up. Because I got all the bills going there, and then I got one of my paychecks at the account. I pay, but then I'm looking like, wow, that's a lot of points I'm getting just by paying my bills and living my life.
Okay, so why not take advantage of it,
I'm
man?
I'm gonna pay for a vacation, but you gave me that advice last year, so I'm gonna pay for a vacation off my reward points.
Right.
It's coming together, man.
Yeah, for just doing your normal business.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. So we got one more. We got it says speed up your searches. So like being able to have internet that's not cheap, but internet that work. You don't want no AOL type of internet and you worry about your financial future and you got internet that barely work.
Yeah, you gotta sit there and wait for all the information to populate. It's like you know, I don't have time for it.
That's how you get your bank accounts and stuff compromised.
Compromised, yeah.
With cheap internet. So avoid that. Make sure you have some of the best services and everything. So I'm going to share a scripture today. That time went fast today.
It says, it did.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Good for nothing. Trust God with the least. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. It's times of plenty we often take credit for our prosperity and become proud that our own hard work and cleverness has made us rich. It is easy to get busy collecting and managing wealth that we push God right out of our lives. But it is God who gives us everything we have, and it is God who asks us to manage it for him. Our giving benefits to our recipient, it gives us closer to God to be more like Christ, and giving is an act of worship. Those are things that God wants us to be. And just thinking about building, I was at the doctor today, and so we recorded on this is Wednesday, and the show's gonna air on Saturday. And my nurse asked me, I'm not gonna mention the hospital or anything I was at. She said, how does it feel being African American and learning and teaching your people about finance? I know it has to be hard. I was like, what you mean? So you come from a culture that they don't want to understand it.
Is that what she said, really?
Because with people that come into the hospital to work or people that come in for help, they always mention that they got separate bank accounts from their specific other. They don't share information. They can't trust nobody. And she just bringing up her experience. She wasn't degrading it. She was proud of me for being in a space to help people from my culture. And she said, how did you get into it? I told her my experience of coming from poverty and being a point in my life where I figured out my family didn't know certain things, and I wanted to learn them myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I commend you for that. So she was actually giving me a compliment because she's spent so much
time.
She's
right now, I mean, you know.
Yeah. We got some people that don't really care at all, and they find themselves in a situation where they co-sign when they're 60 years old and they can't retire.
Yep.
So that's what I'm just following you up, what you said earlier. So audience, please treat your education and finance like your health. Read your pulse and read your bank account just the same way. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.